doing it the way God wants us to do it, we will reap a harvest. We can't help it. But you know what's so amazing? God is such a good God. He don't beat us up. If people tell you God beating you up, that's not true. He don't force us. He don't make us. Because he say our will is free. We can will to do right or will to do wrong. It's up to us. But if we want to know the right way, how to do it, study your word and show yourself approved. Workmen rightly dividing the word of truth. You have something to whoop the devil with. But we in our own flesh, we can't do it. We are nothing without God. We can't make it without him. We need him. We will reap a harvest. Christians are called to bear fruit. John 15, Galatians 5, Mark 4, 1 through 20. This can be spiritual fruit or evangelistic fruit. The promise, there will be a time when any effort of doing good, God will produce a visible result that would be experienced by the sower. As you begin to do what God do and faint not, you begin to see that harvest. You begin to see things happen. He said, even for our sake, he'll redeem the time. When it seemed like it's been so long and so much went on, look like it's never going to happen. If we're in the word like we're supposed to be, if we're studying and praying and fasting and seeking God, we'll be able to stand. I don't care if it's 100 years. He said to the man and woman, a thousand years to him is like one day. So I don't think none of us did it 1,000 years, whatever the problem might be, whatever we might be going through. He said to a thousand years to him is like one day. It don't take God but a minute. But in the process of all this going through and things happening and getting up and going forward, God is working things out for us all the time. Because he said everything worked for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. Amen? This will generally happen multiple times throughout life and one faithfully and consistently sow good. You continue to sow good. Don't worry about what the other fella doing, what to say about you, what they're thinking about you, what it look like. Don't worry about it because we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't go on what we see because the devil might show us anything. We got to look at the word. Stay focused on the word. And as life goes on, you'll begin to see things happen. God always show up and show out. He always show up and show out. And you and it'll go be so plain to your nose on your face. I know that was God. Because man couldn't do that. That's what we say. I know God did that because it shouldn't have been that way. I know God did that because they was going to do something else. But God will show up and show out at just the right time. But we can't faint because if we faint, we won't see him when he show up, show out. We got to stay focused. Don't give up. Throughout our life, like I say, we will see multiple times the hand of God move. And even in the process of all this time of being patient and not giving up and waiting and what's happening is our faith is being built up. We are learning how to be patient and grateful. And God is building us and making us into what he wants us to be, not what we want ourselves to be. If we do not give up, it is truly sad when one gives up and begin to faint. We can't give up. The race, because the trials come, we can't give up just because of the trials. He said in this life, it's in the word. Now, if we was reading, we would know. If you're not reading, you won't know. And when the enemy come, you let him just go and whoop you down. But if you know what the word say, you can tell the devil, okay, devil, God said in this life, There will be trials and tribulations, but I will deliver you out of all of them, not some of them. I don't care how long it been. I don't care what happened, what did, what didn't. If you hold on and do follow the format, you know, on your job and doing certain things, they say follow the format. If you follow the format, you'll get the victory every time. Because God said in him there is victory. There's no loss in Jesus Christ. I don't care what it looked like, what it the people saying, what they're not saying. It doesn't matter. There's victory in Jesus Christ. Amen? We just got to hold on, but it don't give up. If we spend 99% of our lives doing good, but give up at the end because of discouragement, a moral failure, it would be just a waste. Why would we do that? Why would we not run on and see what the end's going to be? We didn't came too far. Just look back over your life and think about God brought me through this. He delivered me through that. I'm still standing. I'm still praising him. I'm still lifting him up. I'm still giving him the glory. I'm still going on. I'm still believing God. Come on, like some people say sometimes, I don't look like what I've been through. God even restore. He will restore. That's what he's doing right now. Some great things is going on. The world present a lot of negative stuff. That's why our pastor tells us all the time, stop looking at the news so much. Stop reading all that junk so much. Because read the word. Go by what the word say. The world is not going to show us nothing good because he say him and the world is enemies. Read your B-I-B-L-E, your Bible. You won't get whooped down and beat up. Read your Bible. You won't faint and give up. And don't just read it. Live it. Because the Bible say the letter kill it, but the spirit give it life. Put life to what you're reading. Begin to act on what you're reading. Begin to speak what you're reading. He say, speak things not as though they were, or speak it into existence. That's faith. Live the way God say you're supposed to live. Holy. Be ye separate. Just because you ain't going over to John and Sue house and doing what they doing. You got to do it the way God say do it. It don't matter. Don't matter what people say or think. Read the word. Live the word. And you'll have a prosperous life. Not just your flesh, but your life. Your prospering thing. You see things begin to happen. You see God doing things. It'll just like blow your mind. We got to do it God way. If you're sitting in the classroom and you're getting ready to take a test, before you pass, you got to study. If you don't know what's on that test, and what, not say what's on it, because if you have not studied, you won't know to understand none of those questions. Because if you studied what you're supposed to study, I don't care how the question is worded, you'll be able to answer if you studied. It's the same way with God. That's why he says study and show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. We won't be all beat up. We won't be thrown in a tie. We won't be discouraged. We won't give up. That's why he said we'll help us of one another. He said the strong must bear the infirmity of the weak. So don't nobody really get a chance to be beat down and thrown away and kicked to the curb. And we're doing what we're supposed to do. And we're helping one another. And we're encouraging one another. And we're holding each other up. There's no perfect person. Nobody's perfect. There's only one perfect, that's Jesus Christ himself. He said there's many gifts, but we all work together. A little here and a little there. Somebody may prophesy over there. Somebody may have a word over there, but it all comes together. We all need each other. That's why he said we draw strength off each other. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Remember what you have to do. Pray, study the word, fast, humble yourselves, get rid of pride, because he said pride come right before a fall. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is renewed through the word of God. We got to follow the direction. We got to follow and do what God told us to do. And as we begin to do that, we'll see God move in our life. Read and meditate on his word. In Jesus' name, we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm Minister Lily Bead, and I shall be praying for us. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word in Ephesians 1:17 through 23, that you will give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and the riches of glory of Christ Jesus' inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the workings of your mighty power, which you used to raise Christ Jesus from the dead and seated him in your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Christ Jesus and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we may see how great and how complete your provision is for us. We thank you that the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us. We are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenlies in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, by faith and dependence upon you, we put off the fleshy works of the old man and stand unto all the victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. We put on ourselves the new man, and we stand unto all the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Christ Jesus has made for us. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness and put on ourselves the new nature with this love. We put off all forms of fear and put on the new nature with its courage. We put off all forms of lust and put on the new nature with its righteousness, purity, honesty, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise this day in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m.
on KAYT.